what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy's going to give you something to drink now.
Ah, that's right. What a panel we have for you in the studio tonight. We have the mad scientist of the paranormal, Mr. Mobius. We have the dragon lady behind the scenes, Miss Kuka.
Hello.
We have the madman of the Netherland, Rob from Holland. And, of course, investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great.
You've been kicking back there, enjoying all of these international tales of intrigue.
Yes.
And so, obviously, the fall is just steamrolling here. What are things like at Wright's Coin Shop this season?
Crazy. We have people buying and selling left and right. We're trying to keep up with all the coins coming in and get them out as quickly as possible and call all of our customers who have special things they're looking for so they don't miss out. It's crazy.
So this time of year, do you have any coins that maybe have pumpkins on them or black cats or, you know, some Halloween-y stuff?
If we did, it wouldn't go out. It would go directly to me. That's just the way it is.
See, every season we try to force Shelley. We try to bully her into getting some seasonal coinage.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working?
Well, Christmas, it works great.
So you don't have, like, a jack-o'-lantern coin?
Not for anybody else but me.
You don't even have one.
Oh, I have fun little silver rounds and silver bars with Halloween scenes on them.
Do you really?
I do. I have to show you.
Well, why do only you get those?
Because it's my season.
Well,
it's my thing. It automatically just comes to me.
I think that the listeners are going to be in an uproar now. They're going to come and beat the doors down and demand them.
Well, they can try.
So if people are interested in the coin business, and, you know, we always like to tell folks that, you know, it takes you like 20, 30 bucks to get involved and start turning your currency into something with some intrinsic value. They can call you.
Right.
And people do. They call you, they harass you, they breathe heavy on the phone.
Yes, I know those people.
Right?
Right. They
but
do.
You're cool with that.
I'm cool with that.
And so how can people get in touch with you?
They can call me at 828-298-5402 or come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. And I've seen lots of new faces lately.
And, again, that's Wright's Coin Shop. The website is wrightscoinshop.com. Write this down if you would like to call up Shelley and just figure out how to start making some improvements and turn your money into more money. Call area code 828-298-5402. Or visit her at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. You just take exit 51 off of I-40 there and go to the left. Right,
yes.
Shelley?
Yes.
Shelley, has anybody pulled their pants down yet in your shop?
No. I think I've pretty much got people used to the fact that they should not come and pull their pants down at my shop.
Well, I'm making a list of things I expect from the listeners. Item number two, who gets to be the first person? Because somebody has to come in and pull their pants down in your shop eventually.
No.
We keep begging for it.
No, well, you do. Maybe somebody can come and pull their pants down in front of you. Maybe they can show up at Puppy Fest and pull their pants down.
Well, you know, I'm okay with that. We're shooting it for TV, and we need something to spice up the programming. But I think that it could be a fun thing. It doesn't have to be so disruptive. For example, here's a story from Kodiak, Alaska. They say a man at the Kodiak airport was picking a fight and with another passenger. And so apparently some troopers were nearby. And the troopers came over to confront the man. And apparently this was a real big fat guy, they say. And at one point in the confrontation, a card fell out of his pocket. And he was bending over to get it. In the midst of all this chaos, his pants fell completely down, And according to court documents, he turned to a woman and said, quote, "Hey, check out my crack. Is it big enough for you?" End quote. And then he stumbled headfirst into the side of a nearby trash can. Rob, were you flying through Alaska recently?
No, thank you. But I was thinking about the puppy show and letting your pens down. A little risky to share your wiener with all the puppies.
Well, that's true, but at least there are no cats around.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, the cats, they're the fast ones that can pounce on that. Yeah. But, yeah, it would take a lot of guts and other things to expose oneself. Now, so you've traveled through the airports many times, Rob. You've gotten into confrontations with airport staff.
Yeah, seen a few things, but I cannot repeat them because then you will be taken out of here.
Yeah, you've used some foul language, and they told you to tone it down, mister, right?
No, I didn't. It was an Englishman, actually. The way he talked, it was like, I want to do beep, and I want to do this. You know, he used the F word, as they call it here.
He used it toward you?
No, he was using it. He was just talking to his wife.
Oh, okay.
Explaining that it was so hot, and it took so long, and there was a little lady from customs coming up to him and said, you can say the F word. And the guy started like, he just went on.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? And you
yeah, know. Blankety, blank, blank, blankety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there was another big guy coming up and he said, can you have your passport, please? Because you're now back on the same plane and you're not allowed to enter the country for 3 months because of the way you talk.
Well.
And believe me, even then he didn't have a clue what was going on because that's how he talks.
Oh, okay.
Freedom of speech. I love it.
So where was that guy from?
UK.
Okay.
A typically Londoner. They talk like that.
Another example of just how they take for granted things that we censor here.
You got it.
Oh, okay. Iowa City, Iowa. A man arrested here says that he was walking down the street at 11:30 p.m. completely naked. Decided to go and chill out on a porch, as a matter of fact. Police approached him, smelled alcohol, said he was disoriented, and they asked him why he was naked. And he said, I don't know. So that story is called Drunken Man Took Nude Stroll. Okay. Next story comes to us from Indianapolis. Listen to this headline. Cops dressing man. What does that mean? Okay, anyway, cops have arrested a guy, it says, quote, for allegedly flashing genitals at cars, end quote. A tattooed Indiana man, he celebrated his Friday the 13th by dressing, Okay, I got it. Okay. He was cross-dressing as a woman and flashing his genitals at cars. And he's 42 years old. They said he has several tattoos, including devil horns on his forehead, and a rose with vines on his lower back. That's interesting. Do people flash themselves a lot over in your neck of the woods?
Not that I'm aware of. No? But maybe I'm not looking well enough. I don't
know. Kuka, do you have any tattoos?
I have a little dot on my leg that one of my friends gave me when I was probably 12.
A dot?
Yes, it's still there.
How was that created?
Through a safety pin and Indian ink.
Ooh. Did that hurt at all? Or?
Yeah, that's why that's why it's just a dot.
And it's been there all this time. It worked.
Yeah.
And now, Rob, do you have tattoos?
Three little dots.
You go, what's up with dots?
No, that was done with a fountain pen. Someone said, you hear, you see, and you keep your mouth shut. That was three. You may guess where that was.
The Illuminati meeting.
Yeah, something like that.
You guys have like braille tattoos.
Let me put it this way. It was a place where you're not allowed to leave. Okay, let's go on.
And I know that you're tattooless, Mobius.
That is correct.
Yeah, I am, Forrest is, Shelley is. You know, it's funny how you find patterns among people. Like we were talking about how this is a Milfless studio.
Yes.
It's not tonight. There are a couple of Dilfs in here, obviously. Yeah. But it is primarily a tattooless studio, and which, you know, you guys have your little dots, okay, fine. But for this level of cultural backgrounds. Guy from Europe. You're from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. God knows where you're from, Mobius. I mean, you think, yeah, you think that, you know, somebody would have a real tattoo, but no, just little dots. There, it looks like Morgan Freeman's face, right? The little starry sky.
Yeah, Morse code.
Let's see here. Here's a story from Dallas, Texas. Headline is, "To avoid arrest, not kicking a cop in the balls is a good place to start." Let me rephrase that. Not kicking a cop in the balls twice is a good place to start. A woman, 38 years old, was the passenger in a Mercury Grand Marquis that rolled by a pair of Dallas police officers. When they stopped her, they sniffed around and thought they smelled burnt marijuana. Yeah. They asked her to get out of the car. They started rummaging through her purse, and apparently she didn't like what was happening, and so she decided to, quote, kick them in the testicles, causing extreme pain, end quote. When does it not cause extreme pain to be kicked in the testicles? So she did it, and then she did it again. And then she finally said, "Let me save you the trouble," pulls out a bag of weed and throws it at them. Again, these are things not to do when the cops are around. And don't mention donuts either. Speaking of things not to do when there are cops around. Have you ever been arrested, Rob? Need I ask that question?
Actually, I had to come here once with police because I was speeding a little bit.
Yeah?
The thing was, I was doing something like 100 miles an hour or so. The guy stopped me, and for one thing, I had my car in back shift. So when he said, "You have to," I don't know what he said. I left my foot off the brake, actually, and it was like, "You hit my beep beep car." So I drove him backwards in the police car. That was actually funny. Did not too much damage, and I had to come along to the police station there in Poor Country or whatever it was called. I had to pay $200 to get myself out of jail, bailed out, and I get the heck out of there. But I have been before, yeah, in Sweden, and how many countries do you want?
All right, good thing we're up on a break. When we come back, here's a story about a naked man. And he decided to spend a night in the museum. Interesting. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
A new boy for a local
Dirty Power on Speaking of Strange, the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and, yes, the fifth of his depravity. And that's what this hour is all about. Digging into the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, often the more sordid and seedy news that you might not hear so much about the rest of the week in the mainstream media. Before we dig back into all that, I want to remind everybody once again, next Saturday is Puppy Fest. Puppy Fest at the Asheville Civic Center, called the U.S. Cellular Center. American Idol with Paws. Family friendly, that one is. You can bring all the kids you want. And we'll look at the puppies, see them compete. It's going to be a fun day for all. Go to puppyfest.com, puppyfest.com, if you want to learn about how you can participate, be a part of this event. And while you're on the internet, you might want to go check out some of the material that Rob from Holland produces, because Rob, you are a prolific internet poster. How can people find out more about you and your interests?
Well, in English it's a little hard, I agree on that one, but most of the things I do are in Dutch. But if you go on YouTube and you look for Robert Michael Holland, as one word, just write together, there you might find a few vlogs, spoken vlogs in English. You have to look a little bit for it, but you will find some. I bet you like it. It gives you a better idea, for one thing, what I look like, for whoever want to see that. And otherwise, I mean, just have fun, listen, and leave your comments if you want. It will be nice.
Robert Michael Holland.
You got it.
All one word.
Just together.
Robert Michael Holland. But most of it's in Dutch.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Well, there's some cool music, too, actually, that I recorded myself. I had a friend playing, absolute brilliant musician in Bulgaria.
Uh-huh.
You might like to see those clips, too. They're actually nice.
Cool.
And some beauty here of North Carolina. So, waterfalls and stuff like that.
You're such a sweet, gentle man.
Thank you very much.
Are there rainbows? And I bet there are puppies on there, aren't there?
No. Well, actually, yeah, there are two puppies playing. Yes. Actually, there are.
Maybe we'll drag you into Puppy Fest, too.
No, that was fun. We had here two little young doggies, and they were just playing, and I put the camera down and just let it run for 10 minutes or so. And you just those two being totally out of the world, just playing, and that's fun. It's just nice.
It's amazing the views that you can get from clips like that.
I simply like to see nice things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, getting back to the Dark 30-hour material, let's see what our researchers have gleaned for us. 22-year-old man was discovered naked and bleeding in a museum in Washington State. He had broken in and spent the night to rearrange objects. For example, he was taking ladders and turning them into giant W or N shapes. It says that he was placing a lot of stuff around on the floor in patterns the whole while, butt naked. And they're not certain exactly how he apparently injured himself. But, there's a very fine line between a crazed naked man breaking into a theater, rearranging things, and Jackson Pollock just throwing paint around and peeing on things. You know, do you see that? Art is just such a fine-tuned category of human experience.
Art is beauty in the eyes of the observer.
Yes. Or, in my case, beauty is in the eyes of the beer holder.
Something like that.
The guy you're talking about, he was arrested a few hours before because he's trying to steal a car at Walmart. He bonded out, went to Target, stole a car, went straight to the museum, and broke in and went nuts.
Wow. 22 years old. Sounds like a fun night that he'll never forget. Maybe he's forgotten it already. This is a disturbing story from Council Bluffs, Iowa. A 31-year-old youth pastor has been arrested for engaging in inappropriate activities with teenage boys Why? Well, his explanation was he was trying to help them with their homosexual urges. So this was his matter of treating it. Somehow or other, him engaging with them in this manner was supposed to give them a sense of sexual purity in the eyes of God. And obviously, my goodness, there's some of this I can't even read. And you know what I'm talking about, Mobius and Kuka. You guys have read this story. But let's just put it this way. He apparently believed that they could get rid of the evil thoughts in their minds by purging themselves. Let's put it that way.
Pain in the butt helps a lot.
Oh, man. Next story comes to us from San Francisco, California. Says here, a man there stood atop a do not enter signpost in the San Francisco Financial District there and decided to pull down his pants. What? It's
what is up with that?
It's like fill in the blank for the story tonight. What's going to happen next? Yeah, the pants are going to come down eventually. And, yeah, the guy pulls his pants down and just starts blocking traffic there at the construction site. Nobody has any idea why he was doing this. It says the area was currently the site of a sewer repair project, of all things. So they took him to the hospital for a mental evaluation. I bet they did. Here's another twisted story. Now, this is from Jensen Beach. Oh, let's try that again. Florida. Jeepers creepers, they say. Looked like a day at the beach was ruined for some other teens. Deputies have busted a man after he was allegedly spotted performing lewd acts while watching a teenage girl shower there at the public beach. He says that he fessed up there to doing it and even admitted that he's capable of doing a lot worse. He's 66 years old. He says he knew what he was doing was wrong, but had to be honest, given the chance, he'd do it again because it was some serious fun. Wow.
With 66, getting men up is already fun.
At 66, he has a different standard, I'm sure, for, yeah, what fun is.
No Viagra and still, well, cool.
Florida, man. You know, I'm surprised that it's taken us this long to get to a Florida story in the Dark 30 Hour. We had more in the regular news section, but whatever was happening down there was obviously contagious. Well, okay, now, in Europe, Rob,
yeah,
we'll defer to you on these matters. People run around naked at the beach anyway.
Some, yeah, it's legal. Yeah.
And we get these stories about, guy, you know, well, this guy, he's going to the beach and he's peeking at naked people. We even have stories about guys that crawl into the toilets and the porta-potties to get a glimpse at naked people. But in Europe, on these beaches where people are running around naked, that's not an issue, is it?
No, why would it? I mean, I got to admit one thing. I like to go off to work to the beach, and then I don't bring anything with me.
Mm-hmm.
The best solution is the nude beach, yeah, where you got the naked area. But then I always first go to see some family and say, can I put my blanket here?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are too many. When I put myself down somewhere on my own, eh-eh. All kinds of very nice guys want to ask me, can I, you know, that's not my thing.
Really?
But there is a family part, and there's a part where you have the gay guys hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Definitely different.
So you go and you find a family that will agree to let you throw your towel down.
For one thing, they can keep an eye on my watch or whatever when I go swimming.
Wow, that's a win-win for everybody.
You got it. No, but it sounds for a lot of people it might be strange where they were laying there with having kids and everything.
Yeah.
They simply say, is it okay when I put my blanket here? Because I don't want to be, we call it, I don't want to have this guy hanging on my neck. Quite simple.
Why, sure. Yes. It's quite a burden you carry
not
with
my
you.
Style.
Yes. It's a curse to be robbed from Holland.
Maybe.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, let me tell you, the stories are not getting much better. Especially this story I have from the UK about a near-toothless man who yet still had enough teeth to bite something off of his neighbor. What did he bite off? I'll explain when we return. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Who is this?
It's Rapper Forte. Who is this?
Oh, this
P.
Yeah, this P.
P?
Yeah.
P, let me hear you say, This ain't no
motherfucking
P.
Man, it's funny.
Make them say, never gave a damn about no bras and no wizards. And boom, comes y'all, I'm digging digits. Empty bullet spike, commander in chief. And boom, when I'm gone, I'm knocking out some heat. I'm down here slanging, rolling with these hustlers. Trying to get rid of you haters and you busters. Stepping on toes, breaking fool nose. In the project, anything goes. Breaking fools off, cause I'm a no limit soldier. And even the salute, this pass me the shh. Make them say,
it's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we save a lot of this material for late at night. Much of it is rather sordid and seedy. So turn off the radio if you don't want to hear this kind of material. With producer Forrest Connor tonight, we have Mobius in the studio, we have Kuka, we have Shelley Wright, we have Rob from Holland. And here's a story about an Englishman who is in trouble. He is a 41-year-old man, got into an altercation with his neighbor, a 39-year-old man. Now, the problem began when the 39-year-old sent a text message to the 41-year-old asking him to turn down his music. Well, obviously this escalated until finally the two of them made their way out into the yard they shared, and they ended up getting into a big fight. Apparently they were wearing their pajamas, and at one point the younger man had the older man in a bit of a headlock position, and the older fella did apparently the only thing that he could do. He bit down through the pajamas very, very hard. And since he only had a couple of teeth, I don't know if you could say he bit or he gummed off his neighbor's you-know-what. In fact, the neighbor later said to cops, quote, "My willy was not attached to the rest of my body," end quote. He said, "I've never experienced that kind of pain to this day. And I don't want to experience it ever again," end quote. When this went to court, the man who supposedly gummed off the other man's gummy worm said, quote, "I have only got a couple of teeth in the lower part of my mouth. I can't even bite into a hard-boiled egg." He also noted, "The thought of putting another man's you-know-what in my mouth, well, that's not for me, yuck," end quote. So the guy says he admits he did grab the other man's bits and bites, but he claims that he wasn't the culprit in this particular crime. You know, for some reason, I can envision this happening. Especially, Rob's like enthusiastic. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's been there, done that.
Well, as a kid.
Go for it, Rob.
Okay, as a kid, we were fighting on the street with another bloke, but he was about 14 and I was about 8.
Right.
And he sit on my chest, and he stomp on my face, and the only thing I could do was, okay, what the hell, and I bite him in his balls. The damn thing was, they come up with the cops and his parents and everything, and a couple of hours later, it was pretty bleeding, actually. My mouth was bleeding. I don't think he will ever have children, but that's no problem. I did not like him. But the cop came, and he saw my face being full of bruises and everything, could hardly look out of my eyes, and he said, well, to the parents of that boy, I don't think you should actually complain. He got what he needed, you know, and I was totally happy with that one, because it was the only way I could defend myself. The guy was about 6 years older, and I mean, in that age, it makes a hell of a difference. And I said simply, ah, ouch.
Must be European martial arts.
Yeah, well, was more defending in panic. That's,
and yet, Coney Island hosts the hot dog eating contest around here, so you think they would have more experience. But, you know, it's funny, it shows you how much time has changed. Forrest, when we were kids, you were told, hey, if a guy messes with you, punch him in the nose.
Yeah.
Now it's bite his balls.
Hey, that was 51 years ago, Mr.
Well, yeah, but that was in Holland, right?
Yeah, that's
in Holland.
That's true, in Holland.
I'm glad that we have guns now, Forrest. Let's put it that way. That makes things so much easier, doesn't it? That's the reason you need guns in Holland.
No, there's one thing about Holland. I just want to add this for you. This is what you're doing now, the Dark 30.
Yes.
I love it. But there is a morning show. I also like to listen when I drive to work. They do exactly the same thing on the radio.
Probably a lot worse, I would imagine.
But just on the radio at 7, 8, 9 o'clock, it's just the same stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, like you said, some a little bit. Their language is a little bit less censored than yours.
Oh, I can imagine.
So then you realize, I mean, I love this stuff, but I also know that the way they do it in Holland, that is what I mean with freedom.
Yeah.
You can do whatever.
Sure.
Nobody cares. If you don't like it, you switch to another station.
Well, you know, that's the thing about, like, the satellite and the internet radio stations. They can say or do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we are on FCC-regulated terrestrial airwaves, but it seems like as the audience becomes more fragmented and more people start listening to satellite and internet, maybe eventually somebody will realize it's kind of the same thing. If you don't want to hear it, turn the dial. Why do we need the FCC to sit there and criticize every little term that's used?
That's what you just said. The dark hour starts. Turn away if you don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Sure.
Let's go on.
All right. Here's a story from Chandler, Arizona. This is one of these disturbing stories. I think you ladies in particular will think so. They say here a Chandler, Arizona man has been arrested for a bizarre crime. The guy went to a baseball game with his girlfriend, and after the game, he wanted to go dancing, which is weird. It's usually, you know, the lady who wants to go dancing, but she said she was too tired. So she claims that he gave her some pills to help her stay awake, but she ended up passing out. When she woke up, she found that he had branded her on the you-know-what. Yeah. Said he took a butane torch and branded his initials, CJ, onto that part of her body for all time. The victim believes, of course, she has been purposely drugged. Everybody said it was amazing. They seemed to be perfectly happy, normal people. The woman, however, says that, you know, she was at first fearful to go to the cops, and he bragged about branding other women. Said he did it because she belonged to him. They did a search, and they found the brand and the butane torch at his house. Wow, guy goes around branding women. What do you think, ladies?
Hey, somebody needs to be pushed off a cliff.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty messed up, isn't it? But, you know, that could happen to a man just as easily.
Yes, CJ. Think about that.
Well, you know, it's like you hear these stories about these ladies of the night who will go out and pick up these stupid men, and they will put some type of a sedative drug on parts of their bodies. And when men come into contact with this drug, they pass out. And if they're lucky, they just wake up robbed. But anything can happen to you when you're drugged by a stranger like this. It's pretty spooky stuff. Pretty scary. And now, in Holland, Rob, where prostitution is legal, mm-hmm. probably less of a risk of that kind of thing. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You never heard of that?
For one thing, they have their rooms, the way they had renting a window.
Mm-hmm.
So how can they rob you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're a legal business. They have their own place where they work. So it happens, yes, of course it does, but then you're doing something very stupid. Picking up a chick that is not to be picked up, to be quite sad.
Yeah. So when it comes to these guys who end up tattooing their girlfriend's name on them, or the girl who tattoos the guy's name, would there ever be a scenario either of you ladies can imagine where you would do that, where you would want another person's name on you forever?
Never.
I have a family member that got her husband at the time's name tattooed on her, and she really regrets it, and she's been trying to remove it. And so since I have kind of grown up around something like that, like, mm-mm.
So no. They're not together anymore then, right?
Oh, of course not.
That almost seems to be a curse, like a jinx, doesn't it?
I've always heard it's a curse.
Like, if you make the move to permanently associate yourself with somebody, it's
they
not going to work out.
Yeah, they die or you break up. Supposedly it's the curse.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And of course, I know people who tattoo their wedding rings and stuff on because they're allergic to metal or whatever, and I think that seems to be a bad idea as well. Anything that can't be removed.
I'm allergic to marriage.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, three stories I've saved for the end. Two of them are actually from North Carolina, including one that I swear I'm not sure how I'm going to read this, and Mobius, you probably know what I'm talking about. This is one of the weirdest stories I've ever seen, and that's saying a lot. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Lock them doors and windows tight. cause I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over tonight.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 hour and the final minutes of tonight. Speaking of strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. That bumper, of course, provided by the one and only Unknown Henson, who I'm thinking maybe a year or so ago, perhaps even less, said he was not going to tour again. But things have changed. Sadly, his wife passed away, and he has decided to go back on the road maybe one more time, and he is going to be here in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Gray Eagle on October the 4th, which is a Friday night. So if you've never experienced Unknown Henson, I highly recommend you go see him. And as a programming note, due to Puppy Fest, there will not be a new Speaking of Strange next week. We'll have a best of for you, and therefore, barring ball games, we presume that we will return with a new show for you on Saturday, October the 5th. So what an exciting kickoff to October that will be. Unknown Henson and a new Speaking of Strange that weekend of October 4th and 5th. In the meantime, be sure to keep up with us at speakingofstrange.com. Check out our Facebook page. And I hope that I will see many of you at Puppy Fest next Saturday. Puppyfest.com. This is a very bad time to segue into this next story, but here goes. Rayford, North Carolina. A Fort Bragg soldier and his wife are accused of engaging in inappropriate acts with dogs and then posting video of the encounters on the internet. Apparently the couple's last name is Fox. Yeah, seriously. And they have been charged with multiple counts of crimes against nature involving bestiality, disseminating obscene materials, and conspiracy. That's always a good, it's always fascinating to me how people kind of poo-poo conspiracy theories, and yet people are charged with conspiracy every day for one reason or another under the law. So, yes, conspiracies are out there. Sometimes they just have to do with a man and his wife and a dog. Next story. Well, let's up the ante, shall we? This is about a 41-year-old pervert who filmed himself with a horse and two dogs. Yeah. Says here, well, this has apparently happened in the UK. Police arrested this man because of a separate issue, but they apparently were looking at his phone. And they found the footage on his phone showing him there with the mayor, as well as a pit bull terrier and a Vizsla, I think they're pronounced. And he claimed, you know, his defense here was that he was just experimenting. He said, quote, "I just laid on the bed and, they, you know, the dog did the rest. And I just took the videos to prove I was the one being attacked," end quote. Poor helpless man. They say 2 days before he was due in court, he placed an advertisement on Facebook asking for work as a stable hand, saying he had some experience with stud work. The guy has been banned from keeping animals and given a 10-year sexual offenses prevention order. However, that falls into the UK paperwork. Now we come to this one last story from Durham, North Carolina. And again, you know, once in a while a story comes across my desk and I just am not certain how to properly read it. So I'm going to do my best here and hopefully this will make some kind of sense to you on some deep, dark, twisted level. Doctors must face a trial after apparently, mistakenly, attaching a woman's intestines to her you-know-what. Okay? They say that it requires no testimony to understand that human waste is not meant to be excreted from that part of the body, does not ordinarily occur. She has had a whole host of severe colonic issues. They were supposed to remove part of her small intestine and reattach it in the right place, but, well, they reattached it in the wrong place. A second surgery corrected that issue, but she still was left with blurry vision, speech difficulty, erratic hand movement, and weakness on her left side. Basically, the psychiatric problems she's going to endure the rest of her life are beyond the scope of what's in the medical books, and I believe that's going to do it for this edition of the program. Thank you to Mr. Rob from Holland for being in the studio.
More than happy to be here, you know that.
Thank you so much, as always, Shelley Wright, Mobius, Kuka, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Brian Hall. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Tune in next week for a best of, and the following week for a brand new one. You are commanded!